As Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 6, text 30. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami na sa cha me na pranashyati yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami tasyaham na pranashyami Satcha me na pranashyati Yo mam pashyati sarvatra Sarvam cha mayi pashyati Tasyaham na pranashyami Satcha me na pranashyati Yaha, whoever Mam, me, pashyati, sees, sarvatra, everywhere, sarvam, everything, cha, and, mayi, in me, pashyati, sees, tasya, for him, aham, I, na, not, Pranashyami, am lost. Saha, he, cha, also. Me, to me. Na, nor. Pranashyati, is lost. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature, but in each and every instance he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the development of love of Krishna, a position transcendental even to material liberation. At this stage of Krishna consciousness, beyond self-realization, the devotee becomes one with Krishna in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee then exists. In that stage, the living entity can never be annihilated, nor is the personality of Godhead ever out of the sight of the devotee. To merge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. A devotee takes no such risk. It is stated in the Brahma Sangita, Premanjanach churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achincha guna surupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Sham Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. At this stage, Lord Krishna never disappears from the sight of the devotee, nor does the devotee ever lose sight of the Lord. In the case of a yogi who sees the Lord as Paramatma within the heart, the same applies. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee and cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself. Om Agyana Timidantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodhi Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamai Pashyati Tasyaham Na Pranashyami Satchame Na Pranashyati. This is real oneness. Oneness is not absolute merging so that our identity ceases to exist. It's an intimacy between the Lord and the devotee established by love. When there's love, then the devotee is always thinking of Krishna in everything. The Bhumirapo Nalo Vayu Kamano Bhutirevacha Ahankara Tiyam Me Binna Prakritirashtata. He sees that everything in this world is a manifestation of Krishna's energies. And shakti shakti matayor nabheda. There's no difference between the Lord and his energy. The Prabhupada used to give sometimes the example of a painting, just as we have a painting here. So the painting is the separated energy of the artist. Just like we might say of a painting, this is a Rembrandt, or this is a Van Gogh, or this is a Picasso. So how is it a Rembrandt? Rembrandt is a particular person, and he's in a tomb somewhere in Europe. But we say that this painting is a Rembrandt, because it's the energy of Mr. Rembrandt present before us. And a person who sees the painting, especially a knowledgeable person, a person who doesn't know just says, oh, there's a painting there. But a person who's familiar with art and artists looks at the painting and sees Rembrandt. He said, only Rembrandt's genius could produce this painting, and so on. We can see his technique evident in the shadows and so on. So So he sees Rembrandt in the painting. So the devotee also sees that this everything in this cosmic manifestation is a product of Krishna's energy. It's a product of Krishna's energy. So Krishna's intelligence is there, Krishna's power is there, Krishna's everything is there. So he sees Krishna. The materialist just sees stones and rocks. Or Prabhupada gives an example actually about stones and rocks. Someone looks out over a stretch of desert and he just sees sand and some dunes somewhere. But a geologist looks out over the same desert and sees oil. He sees certain indications that there could be oil here because he has that vision. He has that vision. Where the untrained eye doesn't see anything but sand, he sees oil. So the trained eye of the devotee sees Krishna behind everything. He sees the body as Krishna's material energy. He sees the soul as being Krishna's spiritual energy. The untrained eye, vimudha nanupashanti, can't see anything. All he sees is matter. He can't even understand the existence of the soul, although the soul is evident by the evidence of consciousness. He thinks, no, consciousness is just another product of matter. But the Krishna conscious person sees matter, sees spirit, and behind them, although not visible, the controller of both. Not visible doesn't mean not here. Your intelligence may not be visible. We can't cut it up on a microscope slide. But that doesn't mean that you have no intelligence. It's visible by the way it works, by the effects it has. But Krishna may not be visible before us, but when there's Krishna consciousness, then he becomes visible. The devotee sees, here's Krishna in everything. He's present in the light of the sun, he's present in the light of the moon, he's present in the taste of water, he's the intelligence of the intelligent, he's the power of everyone who's powerful. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he sees that Krishna is everything, and everything is Krishna's. The Acharyas give other examples that a person who's obsessed with money sees money everywhere. Everywhere he goes, he sees, well, here's an opportunity for making money. Or he sees how much this must have cost. He meets a man and knows how much the man's shoes probably cost. Wherever he goes, he sees money, money. Everything's in terms of money. And a lusty man, wherever he looks, he sees sex. We won't go into the details there, but wherever he... I'll give you one detail. I was here, since it's Boston, I was in Logan Airport one morning for an early morning flight. And not too many people were in the airport at that time. And I was a little unsure which direction I was going in. So I stopped to talk to some guy who worked there at the airport. And as I was talking to him, from behind us, this woman came by, a businesswoman going for an early morning flight, you know, clack, clack, the heels. And she walked by and he went, "Did you see that?" So the person who's obsessed with sex sees sex everywhere. Even in Logan Airport, it's at 6 in the morning. some businesswoman is walking by with whom he has no connection, no nothing, but because his mind is there, he sees sex everywhere. So a Krishna conscious person sees Krishna everywhere because he's always thinking of Krishna. The materialist is never thinking of Krishna, so he never sees Krishna. But pashanti jnana chakshusha, those who have eyes of knowledge see Krishna. Like a scientist, we gave the example of the geologist, or in any line of work, the scientist looks and sees, well, this is working this way. This would say somebody who's in electronics, he knows how this microphone is working, what kind of stuff goes into it, or on what principles. The rest of us just see a little black and silver thing sitting here that we know what it does. It makes the sound louder. A uncivilized person might not even know that. Maybe he'd use it for cracking nuts or something. But a person who has knowledge knows that you speak into it and your voice gets louder, provided someone's flipped on the switch. And a person in electronics knows still more because he has eyes of knowledge. But the person who has eyes of knowledge combined with love. What is that? Buddha bhava samanvita machchita madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam katiyantas chamam nityam tushanti charamanti cha. But that's not what I'm thinking of. Buddha bhava samanvita aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanvita. Those who know that Krishna is the origin of everything, that everything comes from Krishna, engage in Krishna's service. And by that service, also, they increasingly see Krishna everywhere. By service, one sees Krishna everywhere. Seeing Krishna everywhere, one wants to serve Krishna. Wanting to serve Krishna, he gets still greater appreciation of Krishna. This is the dynamic nature of Krishna consciousness. The more one learns about Krishna, the more one wants to serve, the more one serves, the more one can understand Krishna, the more one understands and appreciates Krishna, the more again he wants to serve. And Krishna reciprocates. Tesham evanukam partam aham agyanajam tamaha nashyam yatma bhavasto gyanadipena bhasvata. From within the heart of the devotee, he destroys all the effects of the modes of material nature, all the effects of ignorance, so that the devotee increasingly comes closer and closer to Krishna and finally becomes absorbed in oneness with Krishna in the sense that he has no other business than Krishna. Chetasa nanyagamina. This is yoga. Yoga means to fix the mind on one point. But people take that one point to be a candle or a circle or what's the use of such a point? The ultimate point is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the devotee engages in the service of the Personality of Godhead, Buddha Bhava Samanvita, with all of his heart. Maybe I'll stop there and see what kind of questions you might have this evening.
Thank you for coming, Maharaj. It's so good to see you. How does a great soul see Krishna in something like Nagasaki or in some very destructive
thing? Even the materialist, who was that?
Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer, was it? He wasn't a devotee of Krishna, but he'd read Bhagavad Gita, He was involved in the development of the atomic bomb. And when the bomb was detonated, then he remembered that, what is that? If 1,000 suns were to rise up in the sky all at once, they might resemble the effulgence of that universal form. He could only, it was so cataclysmic, so great, so powerful, that he could only think of something on the level of Krishna, as Krishna was described by Sanjaya in the Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna's not only sweet. When you taste candy, you think of Krishna. When you see the sun, you think of Krishna. And Krishna says, I'm death. I'm all-devouring death. And Krishna is everything. Sadasachchahamarjanam. Amritam chaiva mrityuscha sadasachchahamarjanam. What is that, mrityuscha? Sadasachchahamarjanam. Amritam chaiva mrityuscha. I'm eternal existence. I'm the nectar of immortality, and I'm death. Sadasachchahamarjana. I'm good and I'm bad. I'm everything. Not that Krishna is one-sided. Krishna is all-sided. So death, destruction, that's also Krishna. Prabhupada described that when he was in Calcutta, they were having these air raids, and people were told to head for their shelters. He was sitting eating kachoris, I think he said. And he wasn't so in such a hurry to get to the shelter. But he was seeing bombs going off or whatever. And he was remembering Krishna's universal form. Is that okay? Something else?
If indeed Krishna is everywhere and in all things, why is his presence more palpable in the temple?
More palpable? Why is it more palpable in the temple? Because of Krishna consciousness. If there's Krishna, where there's Krishna consciousness, Krishna is present, temple or no temple. If there's association of devotees, they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're speaking about Krishna, then Krishna's presence is felt there also. When Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, they weren't in a temple, but the place was full of Krishna Katha, so Krishna's presence was brilliantly manifest. So wherever there's the devotee, that also is naham tishtami vaikunte. What is that? Yogi nam hridayeshu va. I'm not present in Vaikuntha. I'm not present in the hearts of the yogis, but I'm present where the devotee is chanting my glories. When we go with our kirtan party, the Krishna is present. Krishna's present. Not that Krishna's only present in the temple. Of course, Krishna, the same street where you go for kirtan, Krishna was already present there. But by the kirtan process, Krishna's presence becomes manifest. Otherwise, the pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere. Whether there's kirtan, there's no kirtan, there's a temple, there's no temple. He sees everywhere Krishna, the opportunity for serving Krishna. But when kirtan is going on, then chaito darpanam arjanam, consciousness becomes purified. Krishna is everywhere, but we don't see him because our consciousness is covered by the veil of the material energy. But premanjanachrita bhakti vilochanena, when the eyes are purified, chaito darpanam arjanam, when our consciousness is purified, then we can see Krishna. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Otherwise, without kirtan, even in the temple, you won't see Krishna. People will come to the temple, and they'll see pictures, they'll see a statue, but there'll be no life, they won't see Krishna. But when the temple is alive with kirtan, Krishna Katha, devotional service, then people will come and they'll feel Krishna's presence. Is that okay? Something else?
Mm-hmm.
Maharaj, how to understand that statement that to see Krishna everywhere, how, of course not personally and through our knowledge, but what else to help me kind of focus my mind?
To help us focus, we're advised to first hear Krishna. Krishna's seen, Prabhupada said, through the ears. Krishna's seen through the ears. Hearing is affords more opportunity than seeing. Even sometimes, you know, like if bandits came or something, first you'd hear the ricochet of the bullets, then you'd turn up, then you'd start to see there's bandits and so on. Hearing is very powerful. Or sometimes there's a kirtan party, and we don't see the kirtan party, but we hear the kartals. So the hearing is primary. And by hearing, the heart becomes purified, then we can see. Or another explanation, we see by service. When we can't exactly see, unless Krishna gives us the vision. The universal form was there, but Arjuna couldn't see it until Krishna gave him spiritual vision. So Krishna's presence everywhere is available when Krishna helps us by giving us spiritual eyes. Those spiritual eyes are obtained by devotional service. What is that? Disappearing all of a sudden. Sevan mukhehi jivado svayameva spuratyadaha atta sri krishna namadi nabhaved grahyam indriye. The Krishna's presence is not actually accessible to the gross material senses. Hiranyakashipu is looking at the pillar. Is your God in the pillar? And he thinks, God's not everywhere. His pillar is here. Everything, material things are here. Where's your God? And Prahlad is seeing, yes, he's there. He's seeing. The same materialist, he'll look everywhere and he sees there's no God. He can't see Krishna anywhere. He's so prosaic, so dull, that even when Krishna manifests the most marvelous things, they think, no, it's just nature working on its own. Asacham apratishtam te jagadavaranishana. But the devotee can immediately see Krishna's presence in everything. Or another example Prabhupada gave how that love works. The mother is going through some old things and she sees her child's little shoes. So immediately she's reminded of the child. Maybe the child is all grown up by now, but still she sees the child by seeing the shoes. But if you analyze those shoes objectively, they consist of plastic and some cotton and some rubber and some this and that. You can measure it. You can weigh it. You could take a spectroscopic analysis of the color. You could do all of this stuff. But you wouldn't see what the mother sees because you don't have love. But by reference to the context, immediately the mother sees the child by the shoes, because there's love.
One more question.
Mm-hmm.
Working full-time, leaves me not enough time, for example, to read. But I find it more practical to listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures. But sometimes I feel guilty that I'm not managing to read books. Is just hearing Prabhupada's lectures enough?
Hearing is good. Here you can hear the books also. Now audiobooks are a big way of digesting books. So we can read the book, we can hear the book. Somehow to be always absorbed in the sound by reading, by hearing. Some people can't read. They may be blind. It doesn't mean they can't become Krishna conscious. Devotional service can't be obstructed by any material condition. Okay? Yes?
One question, Maharaj.
Only one.
In our daily life, there are some, we perform many day-to-day activities, like playing with your own kids or doing individual sports. So in such cases, means how do we associate such activities in Krishna's service?
Well, the individual sports you associate with Krishna's service by giving them up. Yeah, you play with your own kids, that's natural. But you can chant Hare Krishna while you play with your kids, or you can engage them in some Krishna play. Not that it's... Yeah, you think... everyone's eager to engage your kids in video games and this, that, useless, idle waste of time, suck up your time stuff. So you can use your intelligence, how to engage your child in such a way that the child is having fun in Krishna consciousness. People, yeah. Now they've made it, the child can't live unless he's playing video games, unless he has an Xbox and a this and a that. And the parents are urged that your child's going to die unless you buy this, unless you buy that. But you can think how to engage your child in such a way that he becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness even while playing. Every child wants to play. So how can that play be done in such a way that the child will think of Krishna and be happy? Mm-hmm. While I'm at it, my current project is a book publishing project. I've written a book called Vanity Karma, which is a commentary on the biblical book of Ecclesiastes. That is scheduled for publication in April, May. And we have the propaganda, so you can read about it. And if you'd like to be on the mailing list to be notified about news of the book and when it comes out and so on, then see me and I will put you on the mailing list. Yes, you had a question.
I was going to ask how much should a devotee be involved with current events?
Oh, 100%. Starting from 4:30 in the morning when the big event is Mangal Arti. And then there's japa and greeting the deities and all sorts of current events like that. Then there's Ratiyatra, Balaram's appearance day, Janmashtami, Radhastami, Prabhupada's appearance day. So you should be always current with these events. Oh, you can read the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, The Divine and Demonic Nature. Then you'll see Krishna in all the the news, mostly news of the demons. This rascal, that rascal. But we don't really need that news. It's not new. This rascal became president, that rascal became president. They were fighting this war, they're fighting that war. If you went on a trip for 6 months or so and came back and picked up the newspaper again, you'd see that you hadn't missed a beat. The same thing is still going on. This murder, this fight in Congress over getting legislation passed. It's nothing new. Puna punash charvata charvanana. I'm chewing the chewed again and again. So, they're concerned with the current events of the material world. We're concerned with the eternally current events of the spiritual world. Anything else? Our time's up. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, glories to Srila Prabhupada.